This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator along with Jeff Rieger with you today. We're talking some Red Wings right now. I'm going to get in some Tigers a little bit later on as well. And Jeff's got some kind of crazy proposal for me.
Proposition. What's the difference between proposition and proposal? Same thing, right? Proposition sounds like worse, though.
It's really the same thing. Yeah. It's just a different way of phrasing
1105.
The root word.
1105, yes. Gator. I think you're going to enjoy this, and I think it's a good way to get the listeners involved.
Okay.
Are you uncomfortable that I'm not telling you?
I mean, we'll figure it out here at 11:05.
Yeah, 11:05, big time proposition. Or a proposal.
Now it's big time.
I think it's big time. Biggest of my life.
Oh wow. Well, that's...
Oh, wait, no. That did not make sense.
You literally made a proposal that was pretty big in your life.
So. Yeah, I was about to say, I take that back.
All right, you say we got some ticket texts coming in?
Yeah, talking about the Red Wings. And listen, I simply made the point, I think you're not too far off, that while you give Yzerman time to complete the offseason, and big time trades can still happen, we have no idea who he's targeting. But if this is the team that goes and breaks camp, I'm convinced the guy can't do the job. Like, I heard Costa in the morning show say, he brought up Kyle Connor and how he thought it would be perfect if Kyle Connor wanted out of Winnipeg. He went to Michigan. You know, the Wings love Michigan guys. Force himself out. He's got 1 year of control left, and then you sign him to an extension, and maybe that's what the cap space is for. He sold it as, I know what Steve is thinking. And while I don't know if Kyle Connor is going to happen, I like the idea. Costa said, the other thing is, you just realize the guy can't do the job. I don't want to get to the point, but if he doesn't do much the remaining of this offseason, I kind of feel I'm at that point. But here's what the ticket texts are saying. If James Van Riemsdyk stays healthy, he'll put up way more points and be greater than Vladimir Tarasenko.
Well, I'd like to believe that, except you go back and look at point totals last year, and Tarasenko had 33 points for the Red Wings last year. Would Van Riemsdyk have?
Oh, he's injured too, wasn't he?
Just saying.
But yes. Yeah. I mean, James Van Riemsdyk is a guy that, like, okay, low risk, potentially high reward if he works out. But dude, the guy has been in hockey forever. He's just one of those guys that's now a journeyman that's on a bunch of different teams. Sweet. But I don't expect James Van Riemsdyk to be the difference maker of you making the postseason or not. Here's a couple more for you. People in this town.
Just so we can be factual on this, Van Riemsdyk played 71 games. Tarasenko played 80.
Okay. Well,
so in 71 games, Van Riemsdyk had 36 points.
How many goals?
He had 16.
Okay.
And in the.
That's a lot more than Tarasenko.
Tarasenko had 11 goals, but he had 33 points. He had three less points, but played 9 more games.
He's cheaper than Tarasenko.
I'm happier they have Van Riemsdyk than Tarasenko. I'm just saying, it's not a massive upgrade. It might have a much bigger effect in the room if he's better received by the players in the room.
I hear you. Well, that's the other thing, by the way. It's a big year for Dylan Larkin, too. Like, on the ice, Larkin's pretty productive. 30-goal guy.
Somebody brought this up yesterday, which I thought was pretty astute. You know, Dylan had those comments after the season about, hey, you know, we kind of took the wind out of our sails or whatever it was. I'm paraphrasing.
Steve did not make a trade.
Yeah,
so,
by not doing something at the trade deadline. And obviously that was something that kind of irked Yzerman, and Yzerman had his statement 100%. About it as well. What happens if we get into training camp and they haven't done anything? Does Larkin say the same thing, like kind of uninspired what we have here? Or does he, you know, tell a company line and say, hey, look, we got a new goaltender. We're excited about it. Van Riemsdyk, you know, he's here. And does he say what he kind of echoed what he said back in about a month ago?
I mean, I don't know that he'd say it again.
I don't think he'd say it again.
Simply because Steve came out and said our best players have to play real quick. Between those two, who'd you agree with more?
Yzerman.
I did too.
I mean,
listen, Larkin is fine on the ice, but it's three marches in a row that his team fell apart while he was leading them. Now, one of the seasons he got injured, and last year you mentioned he might have been banged up too.
He was hurt last year.
But three March swoons when you were on pace to make the postseason and you didn't, and then you come out and say, well, it's because Steve didn't make a trade. Most people say we want to go to war with our current room. Most people don't want you to make a trade.
Well, right. I was going to say the other side of that is look what Montreal did, what Montreal said. You know, hey, don't trade our guys. Right. We got this. And then their GM's like, okay, we're not going to trade anything, but it's on you. And the players took it and ran.
Yeah, I like that Yzerman fired back.
Yeah.
I love what Yzerman said when I believe our best players have to be our best players. Taking a shot back at Dylan. I like it. Now, I would assume it goes away and it's a working relationship, but you are right.
I'm hoping that it's not like, you know, putting him on notice. And I hope it's just more like a, you know, a kick in the backside saying, let's go, man. You're better than this. There's a reason we waited to give the captaincy. You earned the captaincy, but you always have to earn the captaincy. You're the guy that's got to set the example for everybody else. You know, so and I hope that's the attitude that Dylan takes with it, because Dylan, he's a very, very good hockey player.
I agree.
And, you know, when he's healthy, he and Raymond together, when they're healthy, they just rack up point totals. It's fun to watch.
He's a very good hockey player and he's a great dude. I don't know if you know this. He's from Waterford, but I don't know that he's a great captain. I really don't. And I'm not so sure that Steve thinks he's a great captain either. After what happened with those comments and another season with a March swoon.
248-539-9797, a telephone number. Sean is in Novi. You're first up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. What a great topic. You're specifically talking about the person that I'm not too particularly fond of, which is Dylan Larkin. And I've called in many shows, and my perspective on it, and what's beautiful about sports is that everyone has an opinion.
Of course.
I've been watching the Wings. I've been around hockey all my life. My brother played professional hockey. I went up in Montreal when he played for the Nordiques and all that. And sometimes athletes just don't materialize on teams. And when they got Dylan Larkin, and the sentiment around town is that he's this player, he's so great. But sometimes you need the players that you put your trust in to put you over the edge. And he just has not done that in the last 11 years. And the thing is that sometimes the word gets out around the league and people don't want to come here. At some point, it's like I was telling your screener, is that it's like in high school when the boys have a band and they're trying to go big, and then all of a sudden they don't make it. And then 20 years later, we're getting the boys back together again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes it just doesn't happen, and you gotta cut ties. And I've said this a million times, he's just not doing it. And I'm sorry, the team's just not good. Sometimes you gotta shake things up. Maybe we trade the captain.
Well,
I'm all for it.
I would say this. There was a time that he definitely was the best player on the team. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think Lucas Raymond has passed him as the best player on the team. Does that mean that Lucas Raymond becomes the captain? Well, you don't always give the captaincy to the best player. You give the captaincy to the guy who leads.
Most Sider, potentially?
Well, I don't know. Because I'm not there on a night-in-night-out basis. You know, I'm not in the room to see what, you know, the kind of leadership he really has with these guys. But obviously, Yzerman has a pretty good idea on what leadership is. And who should lead this team?
I ask you guys a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just asking you. You guys watch sports all the time, and if that's your job. But do you feel the same sentiment? At what point do us as fans in the Detroit start to say, hey, we got to shake this things up? It's just not happening.
Sean, I mean, I agree.
You see year after year.
I agree you got to shake things up, right? But I don't know if you trade Dylan Larkin – what do you get back? Like, are we talking you get proven NHL players back? Because if you trade Dylan Larkin and you get a bunch of kids, then it's another rebuild. So that obviously is not going to happen. But if you work out a trade, like, what was it? Mackenzie Weegar and Jonathan Huberdeau for Matthew Tkachuk. We're talking about, like, all NHL players.
All right, well, what if
then maybe.
Well, you know, Costa mentioned Kyle Connor. What if he's involved in a trade for Kyle Connor?
I'd be fine with that.
Well, yeah, because it's an upgrade, right?
Yes.
Connor is way more productive than what Dylan Larkin is at this point. I mean, Dylan Larkin's had four straight 30-goal seasons.
Yeah, he's
got
productive.
Five in his career. He's a very good player. But what he isn't is a superstar, right?
No, absolutely.
And I think because he has been for a long time, he's been, without question, up until maybe the last year, the best player on the team. A lot is expected of the best player on the team.
Also the captain.
Yeah, but he's kept, and how good he can be, perhaps. I mean, is this guy going to be a 100-point guy at any point in his career? Not at this point, no, I doubt it.
And I agree. Listen, I think when it comes down to it, like, we're busting on Dylan Larkin, and that's fine because you're the captain, you make $8 million a year, a lot is expected, and the team has not flourished when it should have. But I don't think he's your biggest problem.
Well, that's the other thing. Is it okay?
So I think if you trade him, you're taking away a really big talent. I still love Dylan Larkin on the ice. But to your point, is he the superstar one center? No, he's probably not.
No, he's a really good player
that you can win with.
Yeah, exactly. He's really good, but there are definitely players. There's a ton of players that are better than him, more productive than him. But I think you can win with Dylan. I don't want to move on from Dylan Larkin. I want to add to this team. I'm hoping that the guys they have in a pipeline have a higher ceiling than what Dylan Larkin's is.
But see, that's where Steve comes in, right? Because you're absolutely right. Like, in a perfect world, Dylan is leading them to a deep playoff run and maybe a cup one day. And it's up to Steve to put the talent around Dylan. And how many times you got to see it, man? Whether it's the Four Nations, whether it's the NHL All-Star Game. When you put Dylan Larkin around studs, Dylan ups his game.
Yeah.
Right? Now, obviously, he's playing with great talent, so he's going to look better. I get it.
Yeah, but he looked totally different in that Four Nations Cup. Where, to the point where he started off on the fourth line, and by the end of it, you're leaning on Dylan Larkin with heavy minutes. And unfortunately, he came out of that. Didn't come out of it unscathed.
I do think Dylan's got a place on this team. I don't want to trade Dylan either. I don't. But
no. But I already think Lucas Raymond's passed him in terms of being the best player on the team.
That's fine.
So maybe that eases things for Dylan Larkin because the expectations are on Lucas Raymond to take it to a new level. Can Lucas Raymond be a superstar in this league?
Yeah, but Dylan currently is the captain that can't lead his team.
Well,
to
he is the captain, and that is a problem. And he makes some decisions on the ice that, you know, some reactions that have cost his team and have cost him.
Real quick, though, the comments I didn't think were very captain-like. I really didn't. Like, hey, the room is down because you wouldn't make a trade, Stevie. Like, if you were to take the C away from him, like Toronto took it away from Tavares and gave it to
Matthews.
Yeah, because thank you, Austin Matthews. I mean, that might be something you think about doing, but him, the Larkin, the player, is really good.
He is. Whether or not this team can move on with him or without him, I suspect that he's here. I don't think that they're going to trade Dylan Larkin as much as some people and perhaps the last caller wanted them to do. I don't think he's part of some sort of trade. But, you know, if you are going to trade him, you ask the question, if you're going to trade, what do you get in return? I think he would be part of a trade that would get somebody who's younger and better.
Right. It's gonna help you immediately.
Like you give Larkin and like Danielson and acquire someone of real substance.
Now we're talking.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I got you.
You can't just, I mean, it's not going to be, you know, just, like they're not going to trade Tarasenko and Compher and get Kyle Connor, right?
Right.
That's not how it works. You have to give something of substance. I'm not reporting this is happening. I'm just saying that's something that you could look at, I suppose. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to Texas as well. Want to get into some Tiger stuff. We got some Pistons stuff we're going to have to get into. And Jeff's got that proposition.
Proposition. By the way, somebody texted in the difference between proposal and proposition. Proposition sounds like you want to get a hooker. Proposal sounds like you want to get a hooker. Proposition is a business deal. Apparently, proposal sounds business-like. Proposition sounds like something you make with a hooker. From Roy. There you go.
I have a proposition for you.
I said proposition.
What does $50 get me? Is that what this person is saying?
I guess.
I don't know what $50 gets you anyway. Anyway, 97.1, the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.